Charges were filed recently against two Haines men for the shooting of brown bears recently in cases that highlight the challenges of bears and humans coexisting. 48-year-old Kevin Shove is charged with failure to salvage a bear. He claims he shot in defense of life and property. Alaska State Troopers say Shove shot a large male brown bear on his Haines property on August 8th. Instead of reporting the death and turning the bear over to authorities to salvage as required by law, Shove instead used a backhoe to bury the bear on his property. 23-year-old Dalton Huston was charged after killing a sow and two cubs near his home at 7.5 Mile. Troopers say Huston chased the bears off his property on August 10th, and the bears left. Troopers allege Huston then pursued the bears and shot all three of them. He is charged with 3 counts of taking brown bear out of season and unlawful possession of game. Both men will appear in Haines Court in early September. Stephanie Sell is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says the bear shootings are disappointing.
Yeah, that's definitely disheartening for sure.
The wildlife troopers that investigated the cases were not able to be reached Wednesday, but Sell said from what she knows of the cases, they were both instances of bears getting into fruit trees or garbage. Sell says if a property owner wants to grow or have crops or stock like chickens or cherry trees that are appealing to bears, it's also the owner's responsibility to keep them secured from bears.
Chickens are like a beacon in the night, and so is a fruit-bearing tree. So, you know, bears are going to target into that, and they're going to keep coming back as long as there's fruit there.
While brown bear sightings are common in the summer in Haines, this year has been particularly active, with the Haines Police Department blotter listing several calls each day about bear sightings or encounters. The bears seem to be taking advantage of a bumper crop of berries and cherries, as residents have reported foraging bears throughout Haines and in outlying neighborhoods. Sell says the encounters are not unusual, but that residents need to be vigilant about deterring bears rather than waiting for a dangerous encounter to happen. She said some of the best deterrents are electric fences and bear-proof containers.
Bears are out, and, you know, it's something that happens every year. And, I don't know how many times I can stress this, but, you know, we need to keep garbage contained. We need to keep attractants like contained, you know, whether that be in a bear proof container or out of sight, or, you know, taking your garbage to the landfill so it can get burned or, you know, incinerated or whatever. But I mean, the landfill is the perfect example of what needs to happen. They put that huge electric fence around there and they haven't had problems. You know, it's amazing.
Sell also recommends noise-making devices like air horns, clapping, and even banging pots and pans to chase bears off. She said in neighborhoods like along Lower Mud Bay Road, where bears have been sighted often recently, it's more difficult to control encounters because the neighborhood is in the direct path of the river and has lots of berry bushes and other food sources for bears. She recommends homeowners trim what vegetation they can around their property to give themselves better lines of sight so they can easily spot and avoid bears. She also says fish and game offices have some critter-gitter noisemakers available for loan. They also have electric fences for short-term loan for property owners to try out. We have a link to fish and game's information about living with bears on our KHNS News website with this story.